critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what's up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. All right, let's start off today's episode with a quick review of a fallacy we covered earlier here in season one, the draw your own conclusion fallacy. Okay, you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the draw your own conclusion fallacy is? So the draw your own conclusion fallacy happens when someone gives you carefully selected and curated juicy information or shocking facts and then immediately tells you, just draw your own conclusion based on the cherry-picked information that they presented to you. They're clearly trying to get you to come to a certain conclusion. So the questions to ask yourself if you think you're facing the draw your own conclusion fallacy is this: what evidence is missing? Can I gather more data? Are there other explanations? If you want to review or hear more about this fallacy, go back and check out episode 160. Now, since you're listening to this podcast, I know you're interested in learning and teaching your child, your student, how to think, not just what to think. Have you also considered homeschooling your kids? Do you wonder if you could really do it? Well, I'm excited to have back our sponsor, Classical Conversations. It is a homeschool program that cultivates really strong critical thinkers. And you do it in a local community by following a Christ-centered curriculum that's rooted in a classical model. And don't worry, before we started with them, I didn't know what the classical model was either. It just sounded like words. So if you want to learn more about this unique program and to get two free downloadable ebooks, just fill out the form at classicalconversations.com/filterit. Plus, you will get to see a video from my friend Camilla, and you'll get to hear about how Cece has helped her family have a great homeschooling experience. Okay, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the meaningless question fallacy. The meaningless question fallacy happens when someone asks a question that can't be answered in any rational way. This fallacy is super simple, and I bet you have heard or even asked some of these questions. So it's just asking a question that there's really not a great answer for. So here's some examples of meaningless questions. What happens when an irresistible force meets an immovable object? Right? We've all heard that one before. How about this one? How many angels can you fit on the head of a pin? Or how about this one? Is anything possible? And then, can God create a rock so big that he can't lift it? Okay, those are fun questions, good meaningless questions, right? Well, the problem behind meaningless questions is that they really can't be answered. Usually there is no logical answer, or the question itself doesn't quite make sense in the context that it's being asked. And usually when people ask meaningless questions, they're trying to be funny, or sometimes they're purposely trying to explore ideas that are surreal, maybe even ridiculous, or they just might be trying to sound smart and make you feel dumb, right? So I just wanted to do a quick episode so that you had the language and you know what these are called so that you can recognize it when it happens. So to close out today's episode, I'm going to leave you with some meaningless questions for you to ponder. What color is a mirror? If you enjoy wasting time, is the time really wasted? If you try to fail and you succeed, which have you done? Why does rain drop yet snow falls? Do we all see yellow the same way? Deep thoughts, huh? Or as my generation used to say, things that make you go, Okay, so the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing a meaningless question is this: can this question even be answered? That's right, super simple, right? Can this question even be answered? All right, I hope this was a fun episode for you today. And remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filterthroughbraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast.